Violence against children in the Pacific and Timor-Leste is at endemic levels, and the Australian government and other donors in the region aren't doing enough to end the scourge. That's the finding of a new report from four organisations working on the ground. Save the Children, Child Fund, Plan International and World Vision say more needs to be done to protect the millions of children suffering physical, emotional and sexual abuse. But the Australian government says it's already spending enough on these issues. With more, here's PNG correspondent Natalie Whiting.
More than 6,000 people have called Child Fund Papua New Guinea's gender-based violence hotline in the past year.
For women who are coming out, it's so big, they're traumatised.
This woman wants to remain anonymous. She's a survivor of family violence and has been answering many of the calls and dealing with many women and children who are victims. But she says it's not just domestic violence putting children at risk. She's worried about how children are disciplined.
We have learning from passed on from generation that how to look after and discipline children, which some are good, some are really harsh.
That's been backed up by a new report from Save the Children, Child Fund, Plan International and World Vision. It estimates more than 4 million children in the Pacific and Timor-Leste experience violent discipline in the home. On Bougainville, Save the Children has been running training on parenting and disciplining children, which is funded by the Australian government. Regional manager Clarence Brain says it's been very well received.
In a lot of our communities, they tend to think that's the right way of doing it. If the child is hurt, he learns from the mistake, but actually they do not realise that it tends to have a negative impact on the child.
The report author, Kavita Sudhanthiraraj, says despite clear evidence of the scale and gravity of the violence, the Australian government and other key donors have failed to address the issue.
There is really a minimal amount of money going into violence against children-specific programming. So, for example, we see that all donors across the region are only spending $3.4 million or 0.1% of the foreign aid budget, which is incredibly small.
The analysis only considered funding specifically targeting child violence and doesn't include unearmarked money given to organisations by the Australian government, some of which has been used on programs targeting the issue. In a statement, the Australian Department of Foreign Affairs says many of its development programs directly respond to the needs of children and address factors that contribute to child abuse, including poverty, gender inequality and violence against women. It highlighted the $77 million spent since 2012 on programs targeting violence against women, which it says includes a focus on protecting women and their children and on working with communities to change attitudes around the acceptability of violence in the household. This is Natalie Whiting in Port Moresby for AM.